Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix salutes Chicago's baseball fans this October. As the playoffs heat up and our home team makes us proud, get the celebration started with the pregame ritual of Zing Zang Bloody Marys flowing around Chicago in anticipation of another winning combination of home runs and hot pitching. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite baseball memories and help you create new ones. Celebrate the postseason with a Bloody Mary so incredible, you can't believe it came out of a bottle. So, this week, whether you're watching the game in a Wrigleyville bar or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary while watching on your couch at home, raise your glass to Chicago baseball fans everywhere as they fly the W. Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix. So good, vodka is optional. Visit ZingZang.com. That's ZingZang.com for all the recipes and upcoming events. ZingZang.com.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at ShopStudio41.com.
The Cubs will face the Mets in the NLCS. No one can provide the epic level of coverage of this historic Chicago sports event like us. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. John Lester knows the goal is a World Series title, and that's why the Cubs Game 1 starter in the NLCS signed in Chicago.
We all have that in our mind. I think all 30 teams come into spring training with the mindset you're going to win the World Series that year. It's just a matter of obviously playing good baseball and having a little luck on your side, and now we're sitting here. So, I wouldn't have come here if I didn't think that we had a chance to win. I didn't want to go through another down year and worry about rebuilding for the next year. I wanted to win now.
Lester will pitch opposite Matt Harvey at 7:07 tomorrow when the series begins. The ALCS gets going tonight, though, and it features the Royals and the Blue Jays from Kansas City. Two clubs had a couple of benches clearing incidents during the regular year, but both insist all that stuff's over with. Edinson Volquez starts Game 1 for Kansas City. Toronto will send Marco Estrada to the hill. Football now, Martellus Bennett suffered a quad injury in practice yesterday. His status for Sunday's game between the Bears and the Lions listed as questionable, but he did not practice today. The Bears are going for three consecutive wins after dropping their opening few games, and Detroit is 0-5. Other questionable Bears include Eddie Royal and Alshon Jeffrey. Jeffrey still hasn't played since the Green Bay game to open the season. College football, 20th-ranked Northwestern hopes to rebound from a blowout loss last week, and they will take on number 17 Iowa tomorrow at Ryan Field for homecoming. 14th-ranked Notre Dame plays host to USC for their annual matchup. NIU with Miami of Ohio on the road, and we've got Michigan and Michigan State on the score, a matchup of the 7 and 13th-ranked teams. Following a loss in D.C. last night, Blackhawks return to the ice tomorrow. They'll host Brandon Saad and the Blue Jackets. Bulls don't have another game until Monday, but when they open the regular season against the Cavs in less than 2 weeks, will Derrick Rose or LeBron James be available? That is still in question now. The Cleveland forward had an anti-inflammatory injection in his back. He'll miss the rest of the exhibition slate. Could miss the season opener. Scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And join Nick Shepkowski and Jay Zawoski for a Tito's Handmade Vodka Chicago Baseball Playoff broadcast from 6 to midnight on Saturday at Bernie's in Chicago. Come check out Shep and Jay, break down the game, and win great prizes from Tito's Handmade Vodka and The Score. Presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Visit them at titosvodka.com. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown! one.
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
They just seem to put too many bad people in one building. Something bad's going to happen.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 305 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Take another look at the Bears. They get ready for the Lions.
Olin Krutz is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is part of the Bears' very well-received remodeled postgame show, along with Big Cat Williams and Hub Arkish, and they will be at one of our favorite spots in the city on Sunday, Burger Bar Chicago, at 1150 South Michigan. So the pregame from 9 to noon, and then 3:15 to 5:15 with the postgame. Hi, Olin.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing well. How about you?
We're pretty good. I listened to that introduction. I miss Jerry Annals' press conferences. Don't you miss those?
Oh, Jerry gave us so much. Just oh, gold. Lord, mercy. Awesome, just gold. Everything.
Back, guys.
You know, nice guy. We always got along very well with Jerry.
But
when it came to talking, it wasn't something that he was particularly
awesome,
good at.
Can't miss radio.
No.
So, hey, your guy Hieronis Grassou got better over the course of 3 hours last Sunday. That he started out and he looked completely overwhelmed. And at one point in the first quarter, I'm thinking they got to pull the plug on this and they got to move Slauson back over there. But you know what? Sometimes a guy just decides that he's not going to get pushed around anymore. And with the help of some favorable play calling, he was a better player at the end of that game.
He certainly did get better, and, you know, to be fair, I don't know if he could have got worse as the game started. So he worked his way through it, though. He toughed it out, and he was really, really bad with his leverage and his pad level to start off with. But some of that could have been the crowd noise and trying to make calls as a young center. And, you know, sometimes the thing you forget about is your technique and your pad level. And he got back to it. And like you said, they caught a few plays where he was pooling. He didn't have to block the big guys. But the thing I was most impressed with was I really thought, you know, in the preseason and in the first part of that game, he struggled on pass protection against big guys who would bull rush him. And late in the game, even when he was one-on-one, he dropped his anchor. And anchor is just another word for your butt. You know, he dropped his butt and sat down a couple big nose guards. And, you know, the NFL is about getting better every week. And you know, the kid showed that he could get better throughout a game, which bodes well for him and the Bears.
And he needs to get a little bit bigger as we get to the offseason, too, right? I mean, I don't know if you can do it during the season. You can really bulk up and do what you need to do. But he probably needs some of that as well. But I agree. He did. There's no question he got a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's really hard to change a guy's what he is. And by that, I mean your weight, your best playing weight. But you can definitely get stronger in the weight room. But the biggest thing that will help him is learning leverage and angles and how to beat guys, D linemen, to where they want to get and the best place to be when you're facing them. And you can use leverage as your strength. And it's probably something Grassou is going to have to do, because to say that he can put on, you know, 10 to 20 pounds of muscle and get all of a sudden really strong, well, you know, that's not really true. So he's going to have to learn the game and start to play faster and know where he wants to be before the D lineman gets there.
I'm glad you said that, because I've had conversations with players over the years about just what you're talking about adding functional weight. And I don't think people understand how difficult it is to maintain, for some people, to maintain an NFL body. You know, I read an interview. Remember Jordan Gross, the tackle from Carolina? That when he stopped playing, he dropped over 100 pounds. And he looks like a completely different person. And he was saying, that it's like, folks, you don't know what I had to do to stay at my playing weight. I mean, the waking up in the middle of the night just to drink a massive protein shake, you know, to stay ahead of the calorie curve, that it's not particularly healthy. And a lot of guys have to do it. So I think it's a good point. I mean, that we just assume, oh, sure, it's the NFL. He'll get in a weight room and he'll get on one of these diet programs. But for some guys, it's really hard to do.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he's 300 pounds already. And at his height, I mean, I'm guessing he's somewhere around 6'3", 6'2". That's about as big as he probably wants to get, because any more weight, and then he loses his advantage of, you know, he can run, he's fast, he's good in space. So, you know, kind of, I don't know, kind of a touchy thing to say, well, a guy's going to put on weight and put on strength and also just be this totally different player next year. Well, you know, NFL players, most of them are born. You don't make NFL players. So if you have to draft a guy and then you all of a sudden say, man, we drafted him and he's not strong enough to play in the NFL, well, then you shouldn't have drafted him.
It's interesting because I thought you could do a little bit, right? You can, well, you can do a little bit. You just can't go weight crazy.
There's no doubt. You can, you know, especially if a guy wasn't a weight room and a health fanatic before, he can try that out and see if that works for him. But, you know, some of that NFL strength, you know, a lot of that, I mean, you're born with a lot of that stuff.
Martellus Bennett goes on the injured list with a quad injury suffered in practice yesterday. And we had heard that he's not the first Bear to be injured in practice this year. This team practices hard. John Fox teams do. And there is more effort. There is a little more contact. Even with all the new collectively bargained rules, his walkthroughs, typically, what he calls a walkthrough is not what another coach might call a walkthrough. Did you have a preference as a player, given the choice, or maybe it depends where you are in your career, is there a respect level that has to be there? and how long does that last with a team if a coach wants to go that hard?
Well, you made a great point, because when I was young, I mean, full speed all the time was perfect for me. You know, Clyde Simmons told me one time, he said, Olin, your light's always on. Sometimes you got to turn it off, you know, and that means I was full speed all the time. And later in my career, you know, 10, 11, 12th year, I didn't want anybody to touch me any part of the week. So you don't mind it when you're young, but when you're older and you're trying to protect injuries and you don't want to get hurt during the week, you don't enjoy full speed as much.
And that's all it is, right? I mean, it's just a full-speed practice. It's nothing extraordinary. You can't do anything extraordinary, right?
No. I mean, you know, a lot of times you go against guys and you have an understanding that, you know, he's not going to go full speed that day. We're just kind of going to work technique. But, you know, if the coach is demanding it and they're pumping up, you know, say a practice squad, you know, defensive end against Martellus Bennett, and that guy's going 100%, well, there's nothing Bennett to protect himself. He has to go 100% too.
Well, that was one of the conflicts with the Dolphins, is that the practice squad kept picking off Ryan Tannehill, and some of those defensive backs were getting really excited, and they were jawing a little bit.
He didn't like it.
And then Tannehill got all mad at them, saying, enjoy your practice squad salary. So he did.
That's a leader.
And it puts a coach.
That's a low blow.
It is, but it seriously puts a coach in a very difficult position, because I can understand one philosophy is, hey, it's your job to make our best players even better and assume that you could be elevated from the practice squad at any time, where there's a practical element too, where a coach might say, hey, we want to get the best work done, and it might be you not being a complete dervish and going absolutely as hard as you can all the time.
Yeah, but, you know, to that point, there's different positions, right? I mean, quarterbacks aren't going to get hit in practice anyway, so those guys should be practicing at a high speed, a high level, you know, inside the linemen, the linebackers. Where someone can actually get hurt, well, you know, that's a whole other story. But as far as a quarterback complaining about a DB going hard, I mean, I there's just certain things I don't understand.
No, Ryan Tannehill, team leader. That's a guy stepping up, saying what he thinks. You know, were you what?
Hey, enjoy your condo.
Right, that's the kind of stuff he was saying.
I'm going home to my mansion.
Well, yeah, he's also going home to the wife that looks like the other three wives of the quarterbacks a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
One of Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, remember that on Hard Knocks when it was Ryan Tannehill and the David Garrard, and the other guy, and they all were
the guy from Virginia.
They were all apparently married to the same woman at different stages of life.
Exactly.
It's like quarterback
life. I don't know about the women, but if I'm the other guy with Tannehill and Gerard and a radio guy, can't remember my name, I don't want to be that guy.
It was Moore. What was his name?
Moore.
Matt Moore.
I got it.
I pulled it.
And they had the same woman at just different stages of her life.
Yeah, but Tannehill's wife has the assault rifle.
Yeah, she does.
Which, so we know that.
So you keep that in mind, Olin Kreutz.
All right,
well, the DBs better keep that in mind, not me.
Now, the Lions were compared by our guy Greg Gabriel. He said the Lions remind him of last year's Bears, and that if you can kick them in the teeth early, they will quit. He says they just have a look of a team that may not, if they get down, have what it takes to come back because they're just not interested. And that's damning stuff from an NFL guy who's watched this team a lot. But I wonder if the Bears go into a game themselves thinking that we can demoralize them.
Yeah, you know, I hate to say it, but if you watch film, it does look like that. It does look like the Lions, when they make a mistake, it looks like they're just demoralized. It's just one mistake. But, you know, the Lions, their offensive line is bad. They have a lot of injuries. They've had a tough schedule. And, one stat more than any other, their turnovers. You know, they were plus 7 last year. I think they're minus 6 right now. So that's the difference between winning and losing.
Well, and Matthew Stafford has really not taken any steps. I don't know if he's stuck in mud or where he's at, but, I mean, this year he gets benched last week, and I don't know if it's all his fault. It takes a lot to be bad at football. It's not just your quarterback sometimes, but he gets benched last week. So, I mean, isn't it difficult? Did you know when a team quit? If you were playing somebody, did you say to yourself, oh, I know they're quitting. I know they're not coming as hard as they were. And if that's so, how often was that?
Some teams, just when you play them, they're just, you know, in the NFL, the difference between winning and losing is so small. Some teams, they're just a little off, and you can tell sometimes that just takes all the energy out of them, where they just, every time they try to do something good, they take one step forward, they take two or three steps back, and you can feel them kind of start to fold, and they don't expect anything to go right. Now, I'm not going to say any NFL guys quit, because I don't think that's true, but you definitely can feel a difference in like energy level, where whether they're competing as hard as they can, or sometimes momentum is a huge thing in the NFL.
Once again, Olin Krutz and his mates will be at Burger Bar in the South Loop after the Bears game. On Sunday. It's a good place, and the wings are as good as the burgers, too, if you're a wing guy, so I would definitely recommend that.
That way, guys. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
Olin. Thank you, Olin. Talk to you next week.
Olin Krutz joins us weekly previewing the Chicago Bears. We've got more football stuff to come amid our baseball talk at 3:45. Brian Billick is going to join us. 4:40, Dan Durkin. And then at 5, we will check in New York with the Scores Bruce Levine and get his scene setter for the NLCS Cubs and Mets.
Still can't believe it.
It's
still having, I mean, I'm getting there.
I would have liked to have made the trip to New York just as an excuse to go to New York for a couple of days.
No, I'm good.
No, but just Katz's Deli is so great.
I'm good.
I mean, I love this city, but you can't get anything like Katz's. You can't, with the sawdust on the floors, and it hasn't changed. When did it open? 1888 or something like that, I think. I think that's right. I think Katz's Deli opened in 1888, and they've changed almost nothing.
Well, I'm good. I like it right here. This is fine.
Well, you're not capable of travel. You're like one step removed from Lamar Odom.
Yes, I am.
At this point.
Yes. Oh, that. Good thing you mentioned travel. We got to talk a second here. Yeah. Good thing you mentioned travel.
Why?
I'm just having trouble finding the ways to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
And getting back.
It's going to be like covered wagon at this point, or we're not going.
Really difficult. Yeah.
Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Don't like Mondays? Then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on the Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley and continuing through the rest of the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. There have been some wide receivers who have had some amazing takes over the years, and this guy just joined the club. I'm talking about Bills wide receiver Sammy Watkins. He's not getting the football. He's not getting the targets, and he doesn't think that his quarterback is looking for him. Quote, I can look at film, and his eyes go straight that way, and I'm not getting looked at all. When I have one-on-one coverage, go to me. I don't care what's going on over there. I don't care if he's open. End of quote. You don't care if he's open. You don't care if who's open. Percy Harvin? Yeah, whatever you do, you don't want to throw to that guy. He's never made a play. You want to talk about look at me moments. Watkins is literally saying, look at me. That's one of the all-time wideout lines. I don't care if the other guy is open. Throw it to me. I'm Sammy Watkins. Oh, and Sammy, they cannot look at you or throw it to you if you're not on the field. I'm Jim Rome.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
The Original Light Beer is bringing Chicagoans the Miller Lite You Make the Call sweepstakes. Next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., join the Bears Radio Street team at Angie's Pizza at 8352 South Pulaski in Chicago. Give us your best version of calling a Bears play, and you and your guest could win a once-in-a-lifetime chance to attend 2016 Bears training camp alongside Bears radio announcer Jeff Joniak. Head to Angie's Pizza in Chicago next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
115. It's pretty amazing how often I use my internet service at home, whether I'm on social media for work, streaming a TV show or movie, or I'm on email. I use my internet a lot. Thankfully, I have my internet through Xfinity. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. My Xfinity internet is always fast, always reliable. No matter which part of the house I'm in, I always have a strong signal. Even with multiple devices running, the internet service never slows down. Now, based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America. Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs. Whether you surf the web a little or a lot, Xfinity has a plan for you. Now, if you want the fastest and most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity today. And you can make that switch for only $19.99 a month for 12 months. So call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit them online at Xfinity.com. This incredible offer ends 12/8/15. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So call today for all the info you need so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house. 1-800-XFINITY or visit them online, Xfinity.com.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
What's even better than your favorite pair of jeans? How about getting them at the lowest price of the season? Well, Levi's is letting you do just that. Right now, you can find Levi's jeans in an assortment of styles starting at just $32.99. That's right. Find men's, women's, juniors, all shapes and sizes starting at $32.99. With prices this good, you can double up on your favorites or try a whole new look. But act fast. After October 26th, this offer is over. Find Levi's lowest prices of the season at Kohl's now.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to make you football rich. They've created limited-time menu items like the Kickin' Shrimp Tacos, three mini tortillas packed with popcorn shrimp. It's football season, and there's only one place to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Fourth and two. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks like he's heading into the stands to talk to some fans. Let's go to the field, Mike. They're talking about a huge fall sale happening at Old Navy. Now that sounds like a game changer. Uh-oh. The quarterback's running off the field to Old Navy.
Run to Old Navy right now for the huge fall sale. Save up to 50% off fall's best sweaters, flannels, and jeans for the whole family. Sweaters and flannels start at just $15. Hurry in. Valid 10/13 through 10/18. Select styles only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This season is, it's... the light at the end of the tunnel is here, and this is going to be a bright future for this organization.
Now that is Terry Collins, because he is the light at the end of his tunnel. How many pitches did Noah Syndergaard throw in the bullpen?
They estimate it was over 100. Not all high stress, obviously, not the same as in-game pitches, but if you look at that, you get up and down, up and down, up and down, and then you wonder about his availability. They would be smart to try to figure out what they think that actually adds up to.
You got Boys and Marines in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And I was talking about Back to the Future 2, what the whole deal was, because I never thought it was a very good movie, nor did I think it was a particularly important movie.
Yeah.
But some are saying because they predicted the Cubs winning the World Series in 2015, that in and of itself was what brought back some of the popularity. I don't think it's enough to overcome the fact that it's bad, though. Does it mean people want to actually sit through it?
No.
And there's a tweet here, and this is a really, really good catch. A tweet from Andrew, who says, Back to the Future 2 is racist enough to depict the dark alternate future timeline. Marty's lily white suburban home is inhabited by a black family. Oh my goodness, look at this horrible future. What's happened to the neighborhood? my God, this what was once this fabulous home now has black people in it. That's to project the image of everything going to hell. There you go. Did they really do that? I don't remember.
I have no idea. Let me repeat this. Nor am I interested in any of those movies. I'm good without them. I didn't even know how many there were.
Keith in Oak Forest, you are on the score.
Well, hey, guys. Actually, guys, that movie stinks. But question for you. The old adage in baseball usually is great pitching beats great hitting. And if that's the case, that would mean the Mets would play the Royals.
I've never heard that adage.
Well,
yeah, I've heard it.
I've heard it the other way, too.
Yeah, but I'm usually always, it's kind of like great defense always beats a great offense.
But ignore that. Ignore that. Ignore that. Okay. Ignore it.
So that's my question. So leading to my question is, has there ever been a statistical analysis ever done on World Series teams that beat with a great offense and great
It doesn't pitching? Matter, though. It's a short series. You can't do any meaningful statistical analysis on a best of seven. Because it doesn't matter how great one side is or how bad the other side is. It doesn't. It's nothing is predictive when anybody involved can vastly overplay his career statistics in a handful of games. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I would, Keith, because you can't do that, I think if you just ask yourself the question, over the years, how many World Series, and you can think of some that have been won by great pitching, you can think of others that have been won by great hitting. So, I mean, I don't think there is a right answer, but that is an old baseball adage. That goes way back.
Well, it's
way
back. But just so all good reason to ignore it, because it's probably never been held up to any statistical scrutiny.
I'm not sure. I don't know if the Mets are great at this point. I don't know.
How do you say that pitching this young is great?
Great. I'm not sure that I won't. I won't. Could be. Someday. Could be. But right now, I don't know if great. All I know is that I miss Don Mattingly.
He's not fired yet, is he?
No. Should be.
Well, he's going to be.
Think so?
Yeah, but when you
Rob Lowe recommended it. That should get it done.
Rob
right
Lowe
there.
Did?
Yep. Rob Lowe came out today saying you got to fire Don Mattingly. Okay.
Now here is our guy Jeff in Roscoe Village who did the study of the lineups before the ages of the lineups. Well, he did something similar looking at rotations in the League Championship Series where the pitchers have an average age of less than 26.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
This is that group here. There are eight of them, including the 2015 Mets, who are at 24.8. And these are teams. There was one that stands out as far as wins above replacement. The highest number of wins above replacement was the 2003 Chicago Cubs. Wood was 26, Pryor 22, Clement 28, Zambrano 22. And with Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, and Mats, you got 26, 27, 22, and 24. The 93 Atlanta Braves, Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin, and Avery, they lost in the NLCS to Philadelphia. That was an average age of 25.8. The 1993 White Sox, very young, average age 23.8. McDowell, Fernandez, Alvarez, and Bure lost to Toronto, as you know.
Jason Bure, my friend.
The 2003 Florida Marlins, Pavano, Penny, Dontrell Willis, and Josh Beckett averaged 24. They won the World Series, beating the Yankees. The 2008 Beckett. Rays, Shields, Sonnenstein, Garza, Kazmir, 24.8. Lost in the World Series to the Phillies.
Phillies, yeah.
You have the 2010 Giants, Bumgarner, Kane, Lincecum, and Sanchez at 24.5. Won the World Series, beat Texas. And finally, the 2011 Tigers, Verlander, Scherzer, Porcello, and Pfister. Lost to Texas in the playoffs.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. The American League Championship Series begins tonight. The Royals hosting the Blue Jays. Marco Estrada starts opposite Edinson Volquez in that opening game. KC dropped 4 of 7 against Toronto in the regular season. The Royals outscored by 6 runs in those contests. And tomorrow, Cubs and Mets, National League Championship Series. Both teams worked out today at Citi Field. New York sends Matt Harvey to the mound for the opener against John Lester. Game time for tomorrow slated for 7:07 p.m. Same thing for Sunday night's game and the three in Chicago this week. Also, no ill will between city rivals. White Sox put up a message on their video board facing the Dan Ryan Expressway, congratulating the Cubs on their trip to the NLCS. Sox say they'll do the same thing if the Cubs advance to the World Series. Football now, Martellus Bennett suffered a quad injury in practice yesterday. Now listed as questionable for the Bears. They'll visit the Lions Sunday in Detroit. Lions have won 7 of 12 all-time meetings against the Bears at Ford Field. College football tomorrow, two top 20 Big Ten teams meeting in Evanston. Number 20 Northwestern hosts number 17 Iowa. Two other top 20 teams meet in Ann Arbor. Number 12 Michigan welcomes number 7 Michigan State. We'll have that game on the Score at 2:30. Also, NIU visits Miami of Ohio, while it'll be 14th-ranked Notre Dame playing host to a reeling USC club. Finally, the Blackhawks assign defenseman Kyle Comiskey to Rockford. Hawks will take on Columbus tomorrow on the west side. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. And celebrate the Northsiders postseason action with Spiegel and Goff as they broadcast live from Red Ivy in Chicago Tuesday from 9 to 1. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can. It's Miller time. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Second half brought to you by Homerun and Pizza. Homerun and Pizza, a natural hit for the playoffs.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We had conversations on the first half of the show with Zach Zaidman, David Ross, Chip Carey, and Olin Krutz talking some baseball and some football.
Well, and one of the event I'd certainly been waiting for, next Tuesday, one of my favorite people in the world, Oscar Pistorius, is out of prison and back to spend his last 4 years of that awful five-year sentence at house arrest. He goes back to his home, and probably if he gets a chance, he'll probably kill somebody else. But there he goes back home. Now that, you know, we've questioned justice systems and a lot during the course of this country of late in the last 3 years.
It doesn't seem like much for murdering his girlfriend.
That's 5 years. It was manslaughter.
It's already but how much did he actually serve?
It's been a year. It's been a year. Now the last 4 years are house arrest. He's at his home. He returns home on Tuesday.
Where he can shoot people again if he wants.
That's what I think. I think somebody be careful.
Hearing a lot of chatter coming out of Champaign over the last 36 hours, just about how people are acting really weird. People that I talk to a lot around there are just saying things are very, very strange, and I don't know if something's going to happen by end of business today or not. You would think that it's bye week, it's a Friday, and I know there had been ongoing discussions at the board level, et cetera, the board of trustees, trying to figure out just what the hell is going on. And I don't know how long Mike Thomas is going to hang on to the job as athletic director, but I would bet on him not. They don't even have a chancellor right now. Think about it. They don't have a chancellor in place. There's all kinds of options here. They might have to hire an interim. Whenever this happens, they might end up hiring an interim AD and have somebody just caretaking at the position for a while before they start the real search. All I know is that very recently, a lot of people who I trust to know stuff in Champaign say everything has been very, very strange and that they feel that something has to give there.
I'm hearing a lot of smoke. A lot of smoke coming out of the chimney at this time of the year with this going on, and nothing certain yet, but there certainly seems to be something afoot. Oh, my God. You know what? There's a few things in the world I like better than an unhappy NFL player. Particularly an NFL player, I want to say was the fourth pick in the draft.
Okay.
Was Sammy Watkins the fourth pick in the draft?
Yeah, he's been mouthy lately, hasn't he?
According to the Buffalo News, Watkins expressed his unhappiness. He's just unhappy with the role the Bills are giving him. I need the ball at least 10 times. I need 10 targets, and I'll be fine with however many yards I get. Watkins addressed these issues with his agent, and they reached out to some people on the team saying things like, "You're making me look bad, and you're making yourself look bad. Why not make both of us look good?" I mean, I don't know why you're not targeting him. Is he bad? I haven't watched enough Buffalo Bills football. I thought he was good coming out of Clemson, right? I
loved him coming out.
Why star. So why are they not throwing the ball to him?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Happy birthday, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is 23 today. According to Comcast Sportsnet, Chicago's researcher, Chris Kamka, who's a great follow on Twitter, by the way, at C Kamka, K-A-M-K-A. He has listed here that, well, he said Bryce Harper has 97 career home runs at age 23. 97.
Start company, get ready.
Well, not really.
Some of them are. This year was.
Hold on a second. I'm going to give you home runs prior to one's 23rd birthday. Home runs prior to one's 23rd birthday.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa had 29. Frank Thomas had 13. Rafael Palmeiro had 13. David Ortiz had 10. Babe Ruth had 9. Jim Thome had 4, not including one on his 23rd birthday. Mark McGwire had 3. Ernie Banks had 2. Mike Schmidt had 1. That adds up to 84, which means Bryce Harper's 97 home runs is 13 more than the combined pre-age 23 total of 9 members of the 500 home run club. Get your head around that for a moment.
Oh, I've gotten my head around
that
it for a long time.
That is 13 more than the combined pre-age 23 total of 9 players of 500
other stuff
or more.
Too, it's like walking with Ted Williams and Ty Cobb. And I mean, it's just like, holy crap. I just wish he wasn't such a pud. That's second half. We do it every day. We always ask you what you think of this. And the other things we've been discussing, mainly the Cubs. 312-644-6767, Boers and Bernstein.
Brian Billick joins us next.
Oh, on the score. 6-7 score.
The Cubs will face the Mets in the NLCS.
You're around the bases and the place is going nuts, and you know that's when it hits you. You know this is what it's all about.
As the Cubs prepare for the NLCS, keep it here as we continue to deliver the best Cubs postseason coverage on the radio on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoff.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Click this ad and get a $140 mail-in rebate on select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
The Original Light Beer is bringing Chicagoans the Miller Lite You Make the Call sweepstakes. Next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., join the Bears Radio Street team at Angie's Pizza at 8352 South Pulaski in Chicago. Give us your best version of calling a Bears play, and you and your guest could win a once-in-a-lifetime chance to attend 2016 Bears training camp alongside Bears radio announcer Jeff Joniak. Head to Angie's Pizza in Chicago next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
This fall, join the tradition that has kicked off winter since 1949.
Don't miss Warren Miller's 66 ski and snowboard film, Chasing Shadows. Get your tickets today and explore what it means to be inspired this season. Chase Warren Miller to the French Alps, Chilean Andes, Utah's Wasatch, and the Himalaya. Tickets are on sale now. Go to warrenmiller.com.
Fourth and two. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks like he's heading into the stands to talk to some fans. Let's go to the field, Mike. They're talking about a huge fall sale happening at Old Navy. Now that sounds like a game changer. Uh-oh. The quarterback's running off the field to Old Navy.
Run to Old Navy right now for the huge fall sale. Save up to 50% off fall's best sweaters, flannels, and jeans for the whole family. Sweaters and flannels start at just $15. Hurry in. Valid 10/13 through 10/18. Select styles only.
What's even better than your favorite pair of jeans? How about getting them at the lowest price of the season? Well, Levi's is letting you do just that. Right now, you can find Levi's jeans in an assortment of styles starting at just $32.99. That's right. Find men's, women's, juniors, all shapes and sizes starting at $32.99. With prices this good, you can double up on your favorites or try a whole new look. But act fast. After October 26th, this offer is over. Find Levi's lowest prices of the season at Kohl's now.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Fear is a hell of a motivator. I used to have, when I was in college, a car dealership guy that would give me my recruiting car. It was a Ford dealership, and on his desk was a sign that said, Ford's sales incentive plan. Sell cars or you're fired. Top box to come in and say, pal, you're going to like me, I'm going to like you, but at the end of the day, this is what you're going to do or you're not going to be here.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And we always look forward to our visits with Brian Billick, and he is here for you.
He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Billick. You can read his stuff at NFL.com. Watch him on the NFL Network. And if I remember correctly, he has also seen his share of Lions football over these years and is probably the right guy to weigh in explaining just what the hell is wrong with this team.
What happened?
Yeah, that's a tough one, along with maybe Miami. That's the toughest one. I mean, you can see a fall off in Baltimore because of the injuries. But when you look at the success that they had last year in Detroit, I think the biggest thing you look at is, one, the defense is not playing the way it did last year, a little bit of attrition. They were second or third in the league in defense last year, and now they're next to last. They're just not the same team. And offensively, Jim Caldwell was brought in so that Matthew Stafford didn't have to throw the ball 650 times. He tailed off that a little bit last year, which is good. He's back on a 650 pace. And I wrote about it this week on NFL.com. You pull your starting quarterback, I don't care what you say, there's no going back. This is going to be a tough sled for Detroit.
But are they going to try to go back? You say there's no going back, but they might attempt to go back.
Oh, they will. Jim Caldwell immediately said, look, he's our starter. There's not a controversy. But as I wrote about in the piece, when you change a quarterback like Dallas did during the course of the week, it's an organizational decision. You talk about with your coaches, your owner, general manager, what are we going to do? Okay, that's one thing. But when you do it during the game, and it's clearly your guy, and Matthew Stafford clearly is that guy, the emotional reasons why or the logical reasons why you pulled Matthew Stafford, I get it. But emotionally, that relationship will never be the same between him and Jim Caldwell. It's not like they're going to get better. What happens if he goes out and has a bad game now? It's just unfortunately, and it's not fair, because I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
But it puts you on a path that no matter what you say about the baseball analogy, look, baseball pitchers go in knowing very rarely they finish the game. But it's not your day. You're fine. You're going to be back in the rotation 2-3 days later and back at it. It's not a fair analogy. You pull a quarterback in the NFL, that's a serious thing.
Yeah, I know he had a really awful day, Brian, and it really has not been going his way. But, you know, they can't run the ball. That's not his fault. But I guess it's an interesting point you make. I never really thought of that, that once you pull that quarterback, that relationship is never – I didn't think in those terms.
Yeah, it's just and that's not fair. It shouldn't be that way. And everybody will say the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But once you pull a guy – it's a lame analogy, but I'll use it. You know, once you've cheated on somebody – there's no real going back. There isn't. You know, there's just always in the back of your mind. So where does the team go forward now?
Mm-hmm.
And it even sends a message to the team, well, is this our guy? You know, maybe Matthew Stafford, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand in front of the world and say, we're going to go with Dan Orlovsky because he gives us the best chance to win? Are you kidding me? You can't make that move. So, and Jim Caldwell knows he's tied to Matthew Stafford. He was brought in to straighten that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he can, hey, we got to make a change. He's not good. We'll draft a guy this year. You can't have what happened this year. You're not going to last as a coach. So he's vested in Matthew Stafford playing well.
You know what's funny, though, is that the Bears had something very similar. Remember, Brian, near the end of last year when Jay Cutler wasn't playing well and Mark Trestman started Jimmy Clausen. And that happened. He pushed, you know, we used the nuclear option at that point, and Clausen was predictably awful, and then he suffered a concussion. And when you had the reset of the new coaching staff, all of a sudden, Jay Cutler's playing some of the best football he ever has played as a Bear and is the unquestioned alpha dog once again.
Yeah, and with the new staff, and Jay's been through this a few times,
yep.
It gives you that opportunity. And the first conversation I would have with Jay would be to say, guy, look, you come in and play well, you can make everything that went before the other guy's fault. Okay? It's no longer you. It was the way you were coached. It was the coordinators, yada, yada, yada. You just got to play well. We know what life looks like without Jay Cutler for the Bears, and that ain't good. Now, is it good enough with him back? We'll see. There's still some things you got to deal with. But I heard a radio call today, interesting question. If you had a choice, would you take Matthew Stafford or Jay Cutler?
Oh, Cutler.
Cutler. Yeah,
that's easy.
I've never been a Stafford fan. I never quite saw it, Brian. And he, you know, people get on Cutler for making throws he can't explain. Well, Stafford does too.
But I'm sorry, I thought this was the radio station I've been doing for the last 3 years. We've had this Cutler conversation. You all, when were you born again? This is amazing. But I don't disagree with you. Matthew Stafford, for all the potential he has, is still a one touchdown for one interception guy. That's the makings of backups and rookies. And that's got to change. And that's been the bugaboo. Because no one's thrown the ball more over the last 5 years than Matthew Stafford. Nobody. Not even Peyton Manning, not Drew Brees. And he's had a 40-touchdown year. He's had a 5,000-yard year. But the interceptions are what, in his career right now, are killing him.
Trying to measure what's at stake as they head into the bye week, the difference between 3-3 for the Bears after an 0-3 start or slipping back to 2-4 with this new coaching staff. You always talk about sometimes wins and losses and record having an effect on preparation and having an effect on the approach to practice as much as it really does once the game comes around. And that now that you've got, they'll give them some time off, but you have an intense period of some self-evaluation and some scouting. play and everything that they do, isn't it more meaningful in this game because you could get back and claw back to 500 going into the bye?
Oh, absolutely. As a coach, you've got to, at some point, verify why we're doing what we're doing. You know, the players need to, you know, with all the changes you made, now we're going to do this, now we're going to do that. You got to win to validate. And like I've always said, you know, 3-3, well, how good's 3-3? Well, when did I win the three and when did I lose the three? So when you start out bad and then you get on a run, it feels totally different than the teams that are on a bad run right now. But you're absolutely right. And in a division that looks like Green Bay is creating separation, so mm-hmm. we've talked about it many times.
Yep.
You now, you're lucky if you can be in the NFC wild card division in a year where in the NFC, there's not a lot of dominating teams in that level. Can you compete with the Atlantas and the Carolinas should one of them fall off? Can you compete, obviously, in San Francisco, at Seattle and Arizona? Those are the teams that you got to be keeping your eye on if indeed Green Bay can continue this separation.
There are a lot of listeners of this show right now who are looking at travel to New York City and looking for tickets for a couple of baseball games that are going to occur this weekend and maybe on through this month. And one place where they can get them would be SeatGeek.com. Isn't that right?
Oh, gosh, if you're a Chicago fan, what a great time to tap into this series. It takes you back kind of old school a little bit, and you're exactly right, no matter where you are. If you need tickets, you got to go SeatGeek.com. They're going to give you the best value. You're going to see what you're paying, whether it's a good deal or not. The app is absolutely brainless. Anybody can use it, and the best thing is the seats are guaranteed.
And we've also been told that SeatGeek.com has a different policy than other sites that cut off sales 6 hours before first pitch. SeatGeek actually will sell you these verified tickets all the way up until the very first pitch of the game.
Sounds like the place to go.
SeatGeek.com.
All right, Brian. Pleasure to always, my friend. We will visit with you next week.
All right, guys.
Take care.
That's Brian Billick. He's on Twitter at Coach Billick, joins us weekly. We've got more headed your way. 440 Dan Durkin gives us his X and O breakdown of Bears and Lions, and Bruce Levine from New York at 5. So you know what we have? We've got more time to grab some phone calls. We've taken one, right? And it was weird.
Yeah, it wasn't a great idea.
312-644.
I didn't think of it.
6767. And your brother left. Your other brother.
Yeah, but not willingly.
No, he was escorted away. But yeah, your other brothers at least left willingly. Bob and Bill, right?
Bob and Bill leave when you tell them to leave.
And
not
Tony
so much.
Morse.
Yeah, not so much. My man got him.
Yeah, which who rushed out? How was that accomplished, actually? That was he just sort of walked him to the door and
walked him to the door,
set him free, unleashed him on unsuspecting Wrigleyville.
A sigh of relief went up from everybody here.
Bors and Bernstein, you have the score.
Be sure to tune into the pre and post games before and after all playoff games presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
You know, we're only 5 weeks into football season, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where millionaires are being crowned all season long. Recently, I was able to win some cash by playing daily fantasy football with DraftKings.com. Dialed up my DraftKings app for my smartphone, didn't think much about it, went with my gut, and had big days from my squad. I'm no fantasy expert, but I am the two-time Score League champ. But anyway, trust me, if I can win, so can you. If you're 0-5 in your season-long league, why not right the ship starting right now at DraftKings.com. That's right. You can draft your lineup for Sunday right now. It's a great way to pass the time as you're building up to kickoff. And with $1 million up for grabs every single week, every game is the big game and every play matters. So 1st and 10 in the first quarter feels like 4th and goal with 1 second left. And a Matthew Stafford pick six could mean more than a victory for the beloved. It could mean you just turned your love of football into a $1 million payday. some interesting things to think about before you head to DraftKings.com and build that perfect lineup. The Jacksonville offense finally got a spark through the air this week with four passing touchdowns, racking up 32 DraftKings points, but it wasn't enough to slow down the Tampa Bay backfield, who combined for a whopping 294 total yards in offense, good for 57 DraftKings points. Wow, in a 38-31 victory last weekend. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Chicago and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations, so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, primetime matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Fourth and two. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks